You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's Kara Cooper
and Jessica Rush. We are here with Megan McGinnis and Becky Goldsvig talking all things tour life.
Everybody, thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Mama's Talkin' Loud. Today we have the wonderful Megan McGinnis and Becky Goldsvig. Thank you so much for being here, ladies.
Hi,
thanks
so
for having us.
Here.
And we are going to talk about what it's like to tour once you are a mom.
Oh boy. Lots of bags, I bet.
For those of you listening who don't necessarily know what touring is all about, when you're young, it is kind of, I don't know, the best thing ever.
Mm-hmm. I loved being on tour.
I did too. Yeah. You get to see the country. You have very little responsibility besides doing the show at night or your matinee. You get to live in hotels where people clean for you, and you get a per diem. Mm-hmm.
You get to eat out all the time.
You get to eat out.
I mean,
you're living the high life.
Yeah.
But when you are a mom, it becomes a completely different situation. But before we jump into that, how about we talk about your children, mm-hmm. how old your children are, their names, that sort of thing.
You go ahead, Becky.
Okay.
I have one child. Her name's Hazel, and she's 8. She's in third grade.
Third grade. Already?
She's giant.
Grade. Oh, my gosh.
Giant human.
I thought she was in first or second.
Wow.
Yeah. Sorry.
She's a big kid.
Yeah.
And I have one child as well. My son, Beckett, and I keep saying he's 2.5, but he's nearing 3.
Aww. When's his birthday?
January.
January. My son's going to be 3 at the end of October, so they're same-ish
yep.
age. Yep. Mm-hmm. And Becky and Megan just got off the Come From Away tour.
Yes.
Literally, Megan just got off.
I stepped off the plane and came here.
Yes, basically.
Essentially.
Yep. She got home yesterday, so jumping back into the swing of it all.
So I kind of want to talk about, and jump in, Jess, obviously, what was it like from, say, the moment you even got the audition for a tour, and what that felt like, looked like, as you went into that room thinking, if I book this, my life is going to change so dramatically. And Becky, you have two perspectives on this, because you also toured with Hazel when she was super young.
When she was 4, yeah.
When she was 4.
Yep.
And this, I'm beautiful.
Yep,
and beautiful. And this time, you went
I went sans yeah. child and family.
So let's talk about the audition. Like, how, what was your mindset going in?
Go, Meg.
My husband's also an actor. So in some ways, maybe that makes it easier. Maybe that makes it harder. I'm actually not sure. And he got the audition first. So when he came home and said, oh, I have this audition for the Come From Away tour. And I said, okay, so you're not going, so why are you telling me? He said, no, I think we should both audition for it. I said, oh, that's great, but I don't have an audition for it. So he said, I know, call your agents and get an audition.
Right.
Right, totally
easier.
You are
Megan said
than done. No, no. I tried, I failed, I did not get an audition. Adam had his first audition and then got a call back. And then my agents called again and said, hey, you know, Adam has a callback. You might want to just consider Megan because I'm not Adam's agent, but most likely Adam won't do it if Megan doesn't get it. So let's just consider the two of them. So a little bit of back and forth, and I finally got an audition. And I think we were both pretty certain it wouldn't work out. I mean, when do you actually both get the same job? And we went through the whole audition process just like, oh, this is cool, this is fun. And I think I had my last audition on a Thursday, and he had his on a Friday. And then Monday, we were on a plane to Raleigh. I was directing Daddy Long Legs at Lauren Kennedy's Theater down there. Got off the plane, and we both had messages from our agents. And we were like, oh. Wow. Are we allowed to curse on this show?
Because, absolutely. Go for it.
Yeah, it was just like, shit. So as excited as we were about the jobs, I think we hadn't thought of the reality at all. We just knew it was possible. Our child's not in school yet. It's the perfect time, right?
Yeah.
But I didn't consider what that meant on a day-to-day basis. So everything sort of, I'm very type A, and I like making lists and planning. It's really impossible to plan for an entire year on tour. I wanted all my sitters like set up before we left.
Right.
I mean, that was impossible. So I think I started by posting on our Facebook group, on Broadway Baby Mama's Facebook group, and just asking, hey, who's done this and who has advice? And it's amazing how many moms have done it. Mm-hmm. And then luckily, Becky also got the job, has obviously toured with her child before, and she was a great resource too. Yeah, I think we sort of went from, are we going to do this, to just doing it without really figuring out how. Mm-hmm. All that sort of came later.
Mm-hmm. I think that's like a big part of parenthood in general, right?
You're yeah.
Like, oh, well, we got to do this, so we're just going to figure it out.
I'm having a baby, so work. I guess exactly. We'll take care of it.
Yeah.
Good luck, jump.
Exactly. How about you, Becky?
Well, each tour audition was different. With Beautiful, Hazel was in preschool, so same sort of flexibility, knowing that, you know, we could go. And I hadn't done a big show in a while since I'd had her. I'd done a lot of regional stuff and some off-Broadway, but I loved Beautiful, and my husband was really not liking his job at the time. And so the phone call for that one went, I got it. You can quit your job. Let's all go. We rented out the house. We piled in the car, brought the dog. And for Come From Away, I got the appointment via email, and I just kind of laughed because I was obsessed with the show, but I thought I fell through the cracks. I wasn't sure where I fit role-wise. And so I was like, well, I'll go in, but I'm not going to get this yet. Like, I just didn't think I was age-appropriate yet or whatever it was. I just I didn't think I would be so lucky. But Tyler said, okay, but I don't think we can come on this one. I was like, okay, well, I want to be in the show someday, somewhere, somehow. So I'll go in, and it kept going well. And I had a phone call with my agent, and I said, you know, I don't know if I can do this. He goes, well, then you have to stop because right. I think you might actually get this. I was like, okay. So I talked to Tyler, and I went to my final callback, and it all felt so great. And that phone call, I came downstairs, and I said, I got it. And it was like the most amazing look of joy, wonder, and oh shit from him. It was just like, I don't know how we do this. And it took a while to figure out how we would do it. Like, I couldn't just say yes because I logistically had to work it out. And luckily we're both on the other side now. We did work it out in very different ways, which I'm sure we'll get into.
For sure. I mean, because I have either of you toured before becoming mothers?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that's like a party, right?
Oh, my much gosh. More of a party. Lots more sleeping more. In.
Yeah, exactly. Just like 20. Lounging in the bed.
I mean,
oh wow, yeah.
Dreams, right?
Just like. I remember being so tired though.
Oh, I know. From
it's
what?
Laughable.
Right? I know.
It's but insane. I guess the upside is that you'd toured before, so you knew what it looked like, right? You weren't like stepping out on the road for the first time, not knowing
true
what it actually entailed.
But boy, that travel day takes on a whole new weight, I'm sure, when you're with your child in the airport or driving. I mean,
yeah.
Driving with a dog. I remember you posting pictures, and I just thought, how are they doing that?
My husband and I toured with our dog too, but it was just our dog. We had no children yet. And yeah. That was like, you know, felt like a big deal. I can't believe you added a child into the car.
Yeah, we've done every version now, it seems like.
Oh, yeah, because you did.
Because we did one with just Greta the dog.
Greta,
and then,
that's right.
And then one with kid, and then one with me going zigzag all over the country.
Crazy. Well, I tell. Let us talk about, with all that and being on the road, what the logistics of being on the road with your child or without. You know, it's like, what more comes into play? I'm sure we can sort of guess, but truly, like, let us, you know, clue us in as to how you find the sitters and how you figure it out. And you
what
drove.
What does travel day look like?
Travel day. And what is that for you, yeah. You know?
I would say the biggest issue for me was childcare. Mm-hmm. I know some parents have found it very helpful to have a nanny travel with them. We just didn't think that was a viable option for us. I don't think we considered it long enough. Now that I look back on it.
I did throw your way at the beginning.
Yes, you did.
But you nailed it.
Now I'm remembering that, Becky.
I love you.
Yeah, wow. I think we really should have done that. But we didn't. I don't know if we just decided. I think monetarily, we just didn't think that it would be as beneficial as having two salaries and wanting to save that money and also the housing. So per our contract, we each get a hotel room, right? So Adam has a contract. I have a contract. We get two hotel rooms. I suppose we could have given the nanny one hotel room, but we didn't want to live in one hotel room with the three of us. Mm. Beckett had been in his own room for a fair amount of time, still in a crib, and he was doing really great. And I think that was a very big part of it for us, that we wanted some space. Mm. We also felt signing for a year contract was considered normal, but it felt like a long time. Mm-hmm. So to decide that ahead of time, that for a year we would all be in one room and we would be finding somebody for a whole year. Of course, now someone posted the other day, like, oh, we'll have like three or four nannies for this year long tour. Oh, that's a good idea too.
Next time.
Next time. So we just decided, we brought a babysitter for tech rehearsals in great. Yakima, where we started. That was it. And then we found babysitters everywhere else. And it was my other job.
Yeah.
Adam,
I know what it's like here just trying to line up sitters and the nightmare of it all.
Megan was superhuman. I don't know how she did it.
Hmm. Well, you were superhuman too. We'll get into
that. We have different skills.
I just started posting on Facebook every city we'd go to, you know, and we were lucky that we almost always had a friend of a friend, or a friend of a friend of a friend, or a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend. I remember in Denver, I would post on Theater Moms too, the Facebook group, mm-hmm. Theater Moms, and a stage manager who had two twin boys was like, yeah, I'll come over, I'll take care of your kid. Like, you have your own kids. I mean, it's just amazing what our community can do for each mm-hmm. other, you know, how we rally around each other like that. She was amazing. And she also took him. We took him to see his first show in a theater there, Corduroy.
Aww. Yes.
As a kid, because she was stage managing it. Aww. And he actually sat through it. It was amazing. Adam was a standby. His job was to learn five of the six male tracks, and my other job was to find babysitters. Like, that's what we did.
Yeah.
He would learn his lines and his blocking, and I would find babysitters. And that was my year. Just the stress of finding babysitters.
Oh my gosh. It's
so real. Yeah. And we were lucky for about 3 or 4 months. Harder Klingman, who plays Oz, his girlfriend Ashley was traveling with him.
Ashley,
as Beckett says. And she was our babysitter. And those were the best 3 months of my life.
Right. Oh my gosh. Just knowing that was taken care of. And then you could actually enjoy the cities and you could go out and take Beckett to see all the things. And
That was the other thing too, was filling the time. You know, I mean, he wasn't, some parents had suggested drop-off care, but we didn't find that viable. We had a lot of one-weekers in the middle there, and he seemed a little young for it. It just wasn't what we wanted to do. So filling our days with all the playgrounds and all the zoos and all the aquariums. Mm-hmm. I actually don't remember which zoos we've seen and which we haven't anymore.
So many.
Like, what a great time for him to be with you guys. You know what I mean? It's like you'd never get that time back when they're that little. Yeah. And, you know,
I would have chosen the same, I think. I would not have wanted to put Elliot somewhere for, like, daycare, you know, in random city, and then put her in another one the next week. And
so much change
having
already.
Having to make new friends. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, what a gift you had to be able, and you also, Becky, when you took Hazel, it's like to have that time with them so much.
Yeah.
I mean, so much time. But also the memories and sort of just the connection that you're forming with them and a whole new level is super special.
And it sets up a base of them being flexible.
Mm-hmm.
Like I traveled with Hazel the year after Beautiful, and we happened to stay in a hotel, and I watched her. We walked in. She took her bag, unpacked it, put it on the stand, put her shoes in a place, put her books on a thing, put her hair. I was like, what's happened? Oh.
You know how to do this.
She knows how to do this. Yeah. Like, we hadn't traveled in 7 months, and she was like, oh, yeah, I live here. This is my spot. This is my shelf.
Wow.
And I said, Hayes, I was like, thanks for being so game to come with me on this. And she goes, oh, Mom, I was born to travel.
And you're like, you were. Oh,
yeah. Yes, you were. Good job, kiddo.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, Beckett's actually started asking for, when we would go to a hotel, we would say, it's our new home. And now that we're home, he says, I want to go to new home.
Oh.
Too bad.
Sorry.
This is it.
We bought this one.
You're stuck with it.
Isn't it so incredible? I think about, like, before Facebook, that has been an incredible resource for so many women in our group reaching out to find sitters or just connections in other cities to support you through this mom journey. It's one of the good things about social media. I have a lot of feelings about it. I'm sure we all do, but I feel like it is such an incredible resource for specific things like this.
Yeah, I feel very lucky that Facebook exists. I really do. I wouldn't have made it through.
I would say, you'd probably say that's probably the most difficult thing.
Babysitters?
Being on tour, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think everything you do as a mom, the most tricky thing is childcare.
Yeah.
Because anything you want to do is dependent on you finding someone to watch your people.
Yep.
And it's the most important thing. Mm-hmm. The most important thing is never the job anymore. It's how you make it happen and how you take care of life at home while you do the thing that is second most important to you now.
Right. Well, and I'm sure, even though Hazel wasn't with you, I'm sure you were still, I mean, my husband's great, but I know that even when I was in La Jolla, I was still having to, like, figure things out, make appointments, do the things.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you've got, you know, Tyler's awesome, but, like,
yeah, it's
I'm sure
a lot.
You were still having to mom and help find childcare or make her appointments or do the things, even though you were away. So it wasn't like you check out.
Oh, no,
like,
I did not check
just,
out.
Just, like, laying around, going to the spa.
Did you add
out.
Up all your miles? From flying back
I wanted,
every week.
How did you make it all work?
I wanted to count my flights.
Yeah.
Because the first tour we were all together and Tyler wasn't working, so he was super dad. Mm. So kudos, my love. Well done. And same for this past year. We had an au pair. That was the big thing that made it work. And so she lived in and she was guaranteed a certain amount of hours a week. And so Hazel had someone steady because Tyler works really early and you can't have a babysitter cancel at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
That doesn't work.
Okay.
So we had Lena who was wonderful and I took red eyes back. We were on the West Coast for the first 5 months. So on Sunday night, I'd hop the red eye, come back, be home for breakfast and the walk to school. And I usually could do drop off on Tuesday. Sometimes not. Sometimes they take me to the airport first. But the good news about the West Coast, the flights, I could sleep on the flight back. And then on the way back to the West Coast, I'd get 3 hours back. Mm-hmm. So I could land, take a big fat nap, and go to the show. So I double traveled every week. And then once we started
every
really
week.
Hopping, almost.
Oh,
every
wow.
three
much.
Or 4 weeks, they would come out. because luckily he worked half weeks. Mm-hmm. So he was not only around a little more at home for half the week, but then they could come and visit me. And then if there was a holiday, we'd stretch the weekend. You know, I called the school district and I was like, so how many days can they miss? And there really wasn't a straight answer other than you couldn't miss so many consecutively or you'd have to give up your spot. And so I took every little additional Monday, every little extra tack onto a long weekend, that kind of thing. And she'd travel with our au pair sometimes, and we just did like a big fat balls in the air juggle. But yeah, I mean, I was FaceTiming at 5 a.m. from the West Coast at breakfast to say good morning, good luck at school. And I'd say the worst part, one happened, I know, when we were in Banff. They let me tag along.
Yes.
I was their friend on the couch. We went to experience the beauty of Banff, and we had a terrible FaceTime morning. I woke up early to call her, and you can't fight over FaceTime. You cannot discipline over FaceTime. You cannot clarify, because it's a stupid screen. It's not real. You can't lay the smack down. You can't fix problems. You can't
give a hug.
Yeah.
You know? So she was upset about something, and it was something lame, but it was all the feelings of other things coming through it. And I just remember just like getting frustrated and having to tell her, I have to hang up because this is not going to get any better. I love you. You are cared for. Have a good day at school. I'm going to hang up now. I love you. I'll talk to you after school. And just having to hang up and like toss the phone on the couch and be like, duh. So there were a few hard mornings like that. But ultimately, everybody got independence out of it. Like, she really got some stride. And felt kind of cool that she could do stuff. And there were hard times for sure. And my husband's a champion, but he also learned to do some of the things that I do when I'm home so that when I came back, we appreciate each other more. Mm-hmm. I certainly don't ever, you know, need a year apart to appreciate my husband. I would like to see him every day, and I'm glad I do now. But you know, when you don't have those nuts and bolts of the daily life, then you get them back, you realize how important each little thing is and how just catching things for each other and doing things for each other, and it's so important and so necessary and so appreciated now.
That's incredible. I can't believe that you traveled every day off.
Can I also add, led the show. She never missed a show.
What?
I took personal days.
Yes, okay. But she was never too tired, too sick, none of that. And she also never complained. I shared a dressing room with Becky for almost the entire year, and I never heard, oh, the red eye, I'm so tired. Nothing, ever. And she could complain to me.
Right.
But you never did. It's astounding to me.
But I loved everything I was doing. It was like I got to have the home life as much as I possibly could. And it was temporary. I knew I wasn't staying on the road. Yeah. So I knew I had to just eat up every moment. And oh my God, do we love this show.
Ugh.
So doing a show that you love and feel passionate about and is worthy of missing some time with your family to do what you love in such a beautiful way, it was worth all of that juggling. I just feel like I got to have my cake and eat it too with an awful lot of plane rides.
I mean, it is a beautiful show. It's a show, I didn't see your tour, but I saw the Broadway company, and it's food for the soul, that show. I mean, it's just, it makes you believe in the goodness of humanity. And I think it's something everyone it would serve everyone well to see it, particularly in these times right now.
That's
and it's
how
just,
we felt traveling across the country too. Yeah. Like, let's bring this message to people.
Yeah, sure. Because you leave there just feeling so good.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, it's great.
We also were, and I don't know if this is, I do believe actually this is because the show is so wonderful and the producers are so wonderful, that the company was so kind.
So kind.
And I just don't think this experience would have been the same on another tour.
No.
First of all, it was a very small company. We traveled with 44 people total. Cast, company, crew, just 44. And they all became Beckett's family. Yeah. We'd have these, you asked about travel days, probably my least favorite day. Beckett's just a lot of energy. I would say that's a good way to put it. Very willful.
He's passionate.
He's very passionate. He has a lot of feelings. And he doesn't like to stay in a stroller or a carrier. He doesn't like to stay still. And
two. He's two.
He's two. Yep.
Sounds about right.
And everyone would take turns with him. There was one day in particular, I don't think you were there that day. That was the worst part about Becky flying home, is that I didn't have her on travel days.
I had him a couple times.
Yeah, you did.
The screaming airport day, the one where you heard him down the terminal. And I was like, he's fine. He's just
screaming. Yes, that one. Yeah. Yes. I left him with you to get coffee. I was like, oh, Beckett's screaming. Eh, Becky's got him.
Yep, he's fine.
Yeah, there was one terrible travel day. And nothing was terrible about it, except that it's tiring. Mm-hmm. You know, you get up so early, you have all your stuff. We should talk about the stuff later.
Yes.
And I remember putting the carrier on Emily and saying, would you just hold him? And she just walked around the airport with him on her back.
Oh, yeah.
For like a half an hour. Mm-hmm. It was the best half an hour, you know, that's just amazing. To know that there were people out there looking out for us.
It's the best group
and
of humans.
And who love him. I mean, that's the
yes.
thing. It's, you know.
And also stage management and company management, always caring about the family. Mm-hmm.
They were so considerate.
That
and
makes
that is
all the difference.
Almost never the case. Yeah. You're usually...
You're trying to hide your child.
Yes.
Yeah. Make it not a
and,
non-issue.
And you're made to feel very stupid and inconvenient because you happen to have a tiny human.
I've been spoiled.
And
I've been completely spoiled.
This was
spoiled.
Wonderful. Yeah.
And it changes everything. I mean, I'm experiencing something similar right now. And our PSM is a mom. And that changes... The whole gang.
Yeah.
You know,
there's we all
no
had
guilt,
to be raised.
No, like,
we all
you know,
had to get to be a
right,
grown up.
Right.
So we have to appreciate that children need to be raised.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk, since you did just sort of touch on that, let's talk about all the stuff. I mean, travel days, you know, you're loaded down.
So we each got a trunk, right?
That's
the
super
crew
helpful.
Traveled for us, traveled on the trucks. Adam had a trunk and I had a trunk, which meant that Adam and I had one trunk and Beckett had the other trunk. But you don't get that stuff for 3 days. Trunk has to be packed usually Saturday night, sometimes Sunday morning, and then you don't see it until Tuesday night. So we couldn't put the crib in there. We couldn't put his stuffed animals in there. Anything that we needed, which for a two-year-old
is a lot,
a lot of things, mm-hmm. and you can't change it up on him because then he's going to ask where it is and get all freaked out. And we were changing so many other things. We wanted everything else to be consistent. So... Yeah, it was a lot of stuff. We had two suitcases. No, we had three. We had three suitcases. We did make that exception. We were only allowed two per contract, but we ended up paying for one every travel day. That was worth it, I think.
And you each had two or you had two together?
We had three total suitcases. Okay. So we basically each had one suitcase.
Gotcha.
And then the crib. And then the stroller.
Oh, God.
And then the diaper bag.
Okay.
And then we each had a backpack. I actually have a fantastic picture I'll have to show you guys. Someone took a picture of us as we got out of the cab in one city. Just all of our stuff surrounding us. Beckett on my back. Adam with everything else. Oh, and the car seat.
Oh, my God.
That's the curse, was the car seat.
It was the car seat.
Oh, my God. Car seat.
Because we put the car seat on the airplane with us because it kept him still.
Remember when he didn't need his own seat?
Yeah.
Aww. He didn't turn two till partway through.
Yeah.
So. But the seat was a blessing.
It really was. Yeah. He likes his space.
Mm-hmm.
Just honestly, traveling with the company was a gift too because I could leave all of the stuff in one area. I'd be like, are you staying here, Becky? Can I just go get some food because I haven't eaten?
Yeah.
What else did we travel with? I mean, it's just the things you don't think about that you can't even pack until you get up in the morning, like his nightlight.
The noise machine.
The mm-hmm. noise machine, mm-hmm. the blanket, the pillow, mm-hmm. the three lovies, the five stuffed animals. The PJs that
the
he won't want to
guards.
Take off. Eventually, we got rid of the crib, and then he had inflatable bed guards that we then had to travel with. Oh, gosh.
That must have
the scooter.
Oh, yeah.
That was the best because he learned how to ride it in the theater, and he was riding down the hallways.
He started liking the scooter so much that we had to take it to the airport with us. Mm. So that became another thing that we had to travel with.
But it was amazing. He's like zooming around the rooms, and he was in the hallway and like racing to each of us. And then he goes by the wig room and is like, hey, Patty, look.
Look at me.
And just like zooms by, and he has his one leg like up in the air behind him.
Oh. Were there any other kids on the tour?
So Hazel would make appearances. Mm. And yes, we had Liam, and August and Harry were 10 and 12, turned 13.
So August and Harry were with us full time.
Our music director's kids.
But yes, much older. And Liam would also make, stops. He's five.
Yep.
But he was back and forth.
Yeah.
So Beckett was sort of the only full time.
Full time. Yep. Yeah. And the best part is they all loved each other. Aww. Still do.
Yeah.
Still do.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, it's so sweet. The kids playing like that's and them also knowing that another kid was doing this, you know, not being the only kid because Hazel's had been the only kid a lot and
well,
then they're
say,
not allowed
was she
and
the
then
the only kid on Beautiful
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
Well, and especially if, with a show like that, where the company probably tends to be younger.
They were younger, but they were great with her.
That's, yeah.
They
that's,
were really, well, she they loves all her probably beautiful people.
And Four is so great, and they're so cute. And oh, so, you know what totally I mean? Like, active. Oh my gosh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do they listen better at Four? Pigs and Bells. Pigs and Bells. Great, 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 great.
At least you can have a conversation that's actually, you know.
Words.
Yeah.
That kind of makes sense.
Right. Mm-hmm. The thing that I can't get over, and it seems to be this way with the Broadway company as well, is the families in Come From Away and how well supported you all are. It's incredible to me.
It's a gift.
It's and there should be more of that.
Yeah, I wish it weren't so unique.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Exactly. Absolutely.
I mean, the fact that Happy and Pearl and Julie are all, and Sharon, everyone, they're almost, you know, there's several moms, and I'm sure that a few, well, Jim Walton has a daughter, she's grown. But I mean, just the fact that there are so many parents and that it's embraced.
Yeah, and you can't just have your kids around all the time, and people get that. Yeah, and this is the right collection of humans that honored the boundaries because nobody wants to ruin it for anybody else. It's like having a pet somewhere. Like, if you're the one that has the disaster, then all of a sudden you've ruined it. But if everyone's careful and we're all good and respectful, then it will all be honored. So
we had Beckett at the theater probably once a week. Had him come for one matinee a week.
Oh, nice. But that's because Adam was off stage.
Because Adam was off stage.
Well, yeah,
able
that's
to
what I was
going to
say. It was probably helpful because if Adam wasn't on all the time, then he could probably
But everybody looked forward to that. You know, I was afraid that the volume may distract people, but it wasn't
He learned
like
to
that.
Nap, too.
He did. He learned to nap at the theater.
Amazing.
Hazel got to work merch.
Oh,
yes. Very
I bet
cool.
She loved it. Oh, my gosh.
Got a name tag.
Oh.
I would like
push the button
a handful of times. Yeah, I could like drop her off and I'd go backstage and then after I'd go wait for her and she'd finish. It was so cute.
That's awesome.
Bless Caleb, our merch guy, who's just the champion of the world with children and all things.
Well,
so kind.
So sweet. It's so awesome the way they were all made to feel a part of it.
Yeah.
You know, that's just super special. I mean, growing up, I grew up in a community theater life, you know, which is different, but at the same time, it's not. You know, it's like, I had so many aunts and uncles, and I remember napping on a pallet in the back of the theater in the dark. You know what I mean? Like when my parents were on stage or whatever. And those are some of, I feel most at home in a theater, you know, like the sound of people on stage and doing the show and their lines and just, it feels safe, you know? And it's just beautiful that you're able to bring that to your children too, all of us, you know, when we can.
Sure. Absolutely. So since you guys are such experts on traveling, what would be your travel tips to anybody? I mean, people not in the business, traveling with kids, traveling a lot for work. What are your like best little tidbits you can give?
Other than get TSA pre-check?
Oh my gosh.
Really?
Get pre-check.
I mean, right away.
No, you don't even argue it.
Right.
You have to. Mm-hmm.
Also, don't waste your frequent flyer miles. I took like 3 months to sign up for my all my frequent flyer mile programs. It's complicated, you guys. Hyphenated last name. It's a hassle, but it was worth the time.
Yeah.
Now I have all these miles.
So you had to change from like your original mileage program because you hyphenated your name?
No. So I actually, my legal name is hyphenated from birth. My mom kept her maiden name. So I have my mom and dad's last name.
Gotcha.
My stage name is just my mom's last name. So that has complicated my entire life, which is why I did not hyphenate Beckett's last name. And no frequent flyer program manages to know who I am. Mm. Either one has a hyphen and then I put in for my ticket and it doesn't have a hyphen. So that's not the same person. Mm. One has a space. The other one doesn't. It's ridiculous. But take the time.
Yeah.
Get your frequent flyer miles.
So don't hyphenate and buy a pre-check.
Yes. Done.
I would say be concise with your belongings. And sometimes it's not possible because the car seat, the stroller, the this, the that. But be as concise as you can and use your friends.
Use your friends.
And also talk the kids through it. Megan's always really good at talking Beckett through everything. Whether or not he hears it all at 2, fine. But, you know, you say we're getting on this, we're going here. Because then even towards the end of the year, I'm going on a plane to see Mama in Cincinnati.
That's right.
He like puts together where you are and where you're going. And I would always say, Hazel, you know, we're going to be really tired tomorrow, but I got you this great new eye mask and we're going to get on here. We're going to sleep. We're going to wake up at home. You know, we'll feel a little yucky, but we'll be home. Like if you walk them through it and if you can maintain some cool as much as possible, they'll adjust. Kids are very flexible if you set them up to be. Mm-hmm. You know, if you get the things as safe as you can around it, and they know that, you know, you're their person, or this is their person that's getting them from A to B, and they've got these two things that are theirs, and
that's great advice. I mean, even just not for traveling, for anything in life, like laying out what the experience is going to be and what about it might be difficult, but it doesn't matter because we're going to be together and we're going to get through it.
Yeah.
That's really helpful.
And it was good for us for a lot of levels of this year because, you know, I'd lay in bed with her on Monday nights and she'd be like, don't go. I don't want you to leave. And I said, honestly, I don't either. I don't either, but this is temporary. And I love this show very much and I do need to work. And I said, you know, I wouldn't be on this tour if it wasn't this tour. Mm-hmm. I said, why do I like doing this? Because this show helps people be kind. And like, she got so tired of hearing about it. But I know that it resonated and she understands why it meant so much. And mm-hmm. she saw it. So she gets that, you know, wasn't just a show. It wasn't just a paycheck. It was something that really meant a lot. And we all had to work together to get through it. It wasn't just my job. It was everybody's job.
Right. And I think that's something we don't really think about when we in this business as we become parents, you know, whether it's on tour or regional production or even just if it's a Broadway show. I mean, I think everything takes on so much more weight and you do have to, you know, what time will be lost and how often you will not be there. And you have to decide, is it worth it? Is it something that matters to me enough that I will not be there? You know, just this morning, Elliot was like, I wish I could see you every day, all day, Mom, you know? And I said, well, we did in the summer. I was like, and now I see you every morning and I kiss you when you're sleeping at night and we get to have days off together, you know? And I said, and
you'll
won't
be out of tech eventually.
Yeah, right. Well, and I told her that. I was like, eventually my show will be open and then I'll pick you up from school, you know, but it's, and that's here in town even, you know? Yeah. So the idea of going on the road is just, I think it can be overwhelming, but like kudos to you both. I mean, being able to take your child, but then also Becky, like working so hard to give Hazel some semblance of like normalcy, at least seeing you and face to face and having that connection in those days together. I'm sure they counted for both of you.
They really did. Yeah. And I mapped out when we looked at the calendar. I was so lucky. Our anniversary, her birthday, Christmas, and my husband's birthday were all on Mondays.
Oh,
that's incredible.
And I was like, this is great. Perfect. So I put in for the personal days when I was too far to get. So I was there for her birthday. I was there for our anniversary. I took my vacation over her school show.
You flew back for one day for her dance recital.
I sure did. And I bought the ticket to the wrong town.
The wrong
so
town.
I paid for it twice.
Oh, no.
But you only did that once.
I did.
Oh, my God.
If that's the only mistake you made, you're doing great.
I mean, buy basic economy, you guys, because you can't fix your mistakes.
Oh, no. That's another tip.
The most expensive dance recital I will ever attend.
But it was good.
Oh, it was great. Are you kidding?
And supermom. I mean, Megan called you that earlier and said that you're supermom.
I think we're all supermoms.
I mean, holla.
Depends on the day, right? You know, well, if we're being honest.
Oh, please. Yes. Clearly.
Survival means you're a supermom.
There you go.
Yes.
Well,
we're still here.
It's true.
When you were talking about being with Hazel at night, and it just struck me so much, is that you're teaching your daughter about having a career that you're passionate about and that someday she can have something that she's passionate about and know that it's going to be hard and that it's going to be a struggle. Because I think that's one of the biggest things I've taken away as becoming a mom is that as a kid, I was told I could have it all, right? My parents were like, you can be anything you want. You can do anything you want, which is incredible.
Yeah.
And you can. But the reality of what it takes to do it all and to have it all, it's not easy.
It's work.
It's really hard, which of course it's really hard, but I think hard work and emotional struggle are two different things and, you know, finding out where they meet and how to make it feel okay for most of the time. And you giving that to Hazel, like literally for an entire year, you showed her that it was possible, that it wasn't going to be easy, but that it was worth it. And I think that's like absolutely incredible.
Oh, thank you. And I don't think of it anymore as making a career. I think of it as making a life because I don't think I would be complete if I didn't try to do it all. And if it doesn't work, it won't work. But if you can make it work, let's make it work.
Yeah.
I think about that a lot too, that I knew when I got pregnant, before I got pregnant, Adam and I talked about I still wanted to work. I knew that I would be a better mother if I was still doing what I was passionate about. Mm-hmm. And we went into this knowing that these issues are going to come up because I want to work. I will be better for it. I am better for it. So it kind of makes it all worth it.
I find my work has improved being a parent too, because mm-hmm. you appreciate life so much more. You appreciate Absolutely. The ins and outs. You have way more emotions. You have way more struggles and things to pull from, and you can bring that to your work, which is only helpful, especially, well, in this business. Maybe not everyone.
No, but my accessibility to my emotions now is on point. Do you want me to cry in an audition? No problem.
Well, ladies, this was awesome. Thanks for having us. Thank you so much. I love
so
hearing, because truthfully, I mean, these auditions come up, you know, they call and they say, yep, they want to see you for this. And it's that moment of, oh, do I even put it out there? And to hear that you did and y'all made it work and two times over, Becky, and, you know.
Well done.
Applause.
Yes.
For Bravo. Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Mama's Talkin' Loud. Special shout outs to Rachel Spencer Hewitt for our fabulous graphic, Kristen Anderson Lopez, Bobby Lopez, and Justin Ward Weber for our super theme song,
our producer Dory Berenstein, and of course the Broadway Podcast Network for bringing us to you. Have a good one.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.